Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar presents The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, while Superman searches the surrounding countryside for Georges Carré, the French traitor who was holding Lois Lane prisoner, Carré, gun in hand, faces the girl reporter in a cottage hidden in the woods.
Believe me, mademoiselle, this distresses me greatly. But there is no other alternative.
What do you mean?
While you live, you are a threat to my career and to my very life. So I must get rid of you.
Oh, no, wait. Listen to me.
I regret there is no time. Au revoir, mademoiselle. This is the end for you.
Say, gang, did you know that at candy counters everywhere, more fellows and girls ask for Brock's Mint Candy Bar than any other chocolate mint in the world? Yes, that's a fact. And once you've tried Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar yourself, you'll know why this delicious treat is number one in the candy hit parade. Next time you stop at a candy counter, reach for Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar in the famous green wrapper. Peel off that wrapper and take a big bite of that creamy snow-white mint candy. So cool and smooth, all wrapped up in a double-thick coating of Brock's famous bittersweet chocolate. Wow, that's good. And listen, gang, Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar is actually two candy bars in one. Yes, it's a twin candy bar, two big pieces of that wonderful Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy. A double treat, so good to eat. Remember that name, Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar in the famous green wrapper. Creamy, swell-tasting mint candy with a delicious double-thick chocolate coating. Now, later on in the show, we'll tell you about the great new Superman Radio Quizmaster game the Brock Candy people are about to send to all Superman fans. And we'll also tell you about Brock's big Superman treasure chest, full of valuable prizes anyone can win. Be sure you're listening, because it's going to be one of the swellest offers ever made, and you won't want to miss the chance to get in on it.
And now, the adventures of Superman! In Paris, where she was appearing as a dancer, Diana Lane, sister of Lois Lane, the Daily Planet girl reporter, accidentally became involved with a French spy. Believing Diana knew his identity, the spy abducted her, and when Lois arrived in Paris, she too was taken prisoner. Diana managed to escape under gunfire, and the spy, who believed he had shot the dancer, then had her sister Lois transported to a cottage on a country estate where he planned to eliminate her, too. Meanwhile, speaking to Paris to aid the two sisters, Superman, in his guise of reporter Clark Kent, astounded the police by stating his belief that the spy was a famous cabinet minister named Carré. But when Kent and the police reached Carré's office, their man had already departed to finish Lois. Kent managed to pick up his trail and took after him as Superman. And as we continue now, having searched all the main roads south of Paris from the skies, the Man of Steel has dropped to Earth in a small village at a crossroads where he is questioning a surprised peasant woman.
I'm looking for a big blue Mercedes-Benz sedan, madame. Did you see it pass through this village within the last hour or so?
Ah, oui, monsieur. I saw it. Two men were in it.
That's right. How long ago did you see it? Which way?
Perhaps half an hour ago.
Which way did it go?
That way.
Southwest. A million thanks, madame. Up, up, and away!
Once more taking to the airways, Superman streaks away on the trail of the spy who, at this moment, gun in hand, stands before Lois Lane in a tiny gardener's cottage on a large country estate.
I am sure, Mademoiselle Lane, you understand why I must do away with you.
No.
Naturally,
no.
Since you know the truth about me, you are a great danger to my career, to my very life. And so...
Now, wait, listen to me.
I regret there is no time. I must return to Paris before I am missed. So now...
No, no, don't shoot,
au
Peter!
Au revoir, mademoiselle!
No, no.
What?
Superman!
I'll take that gun,
Carey! Oh, Superman!
Who are you?
Carey, give me that!
No! Oh, I will kill you both!
Oh, no, you're all through killing people, my friend, and so are your playmates.
Oh,
now, you'd
Superman.
Better behave. Maybe I'd better relax you like this.
Hello, boy, Superman.
That'll hold him for a while. Now, are you all right, Miss Lane?
Yes, but... Oh, Superman, if you hadn't arrived just when you did,
I... know, but it's all over now, so forget
it. Well, it isn't all over. This man shot my sister, Diana, and killed her.
No, he didn't. Diana's fine.
What?
She's alive and well and is in Paris now, waiting for you.
Oh, thank heaven.
And you've got a terrific story for your paper, because Carré is a spy and a traitor.
A spy?
That's right. The letter Diana had revealed his name and operations, and that's why you and she were abducted.
Good heavens! What a story for the Daily Planet! Please, Superman, take me to a cable office or to a telephone right away.
You smell a scoop, eh?
And how? I'll scoop every paper in the United States. Wait till Clark Kent hears about this. Will he turn green with envy?
I'm sure he'll be surprised.
You can say that again.
I'm sure he'll be... Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I'll pick up Carré and his two friends. I took care of them on the way in. We'll hop back to Paris, and then you can phone Metropolis from police headquarters.
What?
Wait a minute.
What is it?
I thought the main house on this estate up there on the hill was deserted, but... Great Scott, this will explain everything.
What do you mean? What do you see in that house?
I'll show you in a moment, Miss Lane. Let's lock Carré and his two muscle men in a cottage here, and then you and I will have a look at that house. But I warn you, get ready for a shock. Here, this cellar room is the one we want, Miss Lane. Wait, I'll open the door.
What's down here, Superman?
You'll see for yourself in a moment. Now, here's the light switch. Now, look.
Good heavens. A man bound and gagged.
Yes, take a good look at him while I remove his ropes.
Why? Why, he looks just like Georges Carré.
I am Georges Carré, mademoiselle.
What?
Oui, I...
Superman, did you hear that? He said he is Georges Carré. But he can't be.
That's right. Can't you guess the answer now?
Well, no,
This man is the real Georges Carré. The other chap who looks just like him and has been posing as him is either a wonderfully clever imposter or...
He is my twin brother.
Twin brother?
He was always a rascal. I was led to believe he was dead. He turned up 6 months ago with two other men. Imprisoned me here in my own cellar.
Good grief.
Please, telephone at once to Colonel Shallow of the Secret Service. Tell him my brother is a spy for an enemy country. He's been posing as me, obtaining valuable military information which he has been conveying to the enemy.
Oh, brother, what a story.
You can stop worrying now, monsieur.
The villain, how he taunted me. He planned when France failed to have me branded as the traitor. Always he hated me. Please, monsieur, mademoiselle, contact Colonel Shallow at once.
We're all going to see Colonel Shallow now, Monsieur Carré. And we'll turn your brother over to him. So relax. Everything is under control at last.
Messieurs. Permit me to offer a toast to the great one who saved La Belle France. He was known as Superman.
Oh, Clark, isn't it a shame that Superman couldn't stay here for his own party?
Oh, who said he couldn't stay?
Well, he did. He said he had things to do. And...
Oh?
Now, Clark Kent, what are you laughing at?
Oh, skip it, Lois. Say, by the way, where's Diana?
Well, she's off in Madrid with Raymond, her dancing partner. They made up all their differences.
Oh, good. Did you cable your story to the Daily Planet?
Oh, boy, did I. You don't think I'd forget that, do you? Clark, do you realize I scooped every newspaper in the whole United States?
And I don't even rate half your byline, huh?
Why should you get half my byline?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, Clark, you're acting awfully strangely.
Hmm?
You couldn't be, maybe a little jealous, maybe?
Oh, don't be silly, Lois. But I am a little worried.
Worried about what?
Well, you probably laugh at me, but... I don't know. I just have a feeling that something's wrong back home.
What do you mean?
Oh, call it a hunch if you like, but for the past hour or so, I've had a distinct feeling that something is wrong in Metropolis. Very wrong.
You're right, Clark Kent. Something is very wrong back home. We'll be back in a moment to find out more about it, fellows and girls. So keep listening.
The big day is coming soon, gang. The day when the Brock Candy people, sponsors of Superman, will begin offering the swell new Superman Radio Quizmaster game to all you fellows and girls. Brock's, you know, are the people who make that delicious Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar. The candy bar that's enjoyed by more people than any chocolate mint in the world. The Superman Radio Quizmaster game is an exciting, brand new idea. Nothing like it has ever been offered before on any radio program. With the Superman Radio Quizmaster game, you can be the master of ceremonies of a real quiz show right in your own home. The Superman Radio Quizmaster game has everything you need to put on a regular big-time quiz show, including questions and answers, amusing stunts, and a realistic model microphone you can set up right on the table whenever it's time to go on the air. And that's not all. With your Superman Radio Quizmaster game, you'll also get the official entry blank you'll need to enter Brock's Big Superman Treasure Chest Contest. With hundreds of valuable prizes, including bicycles, radios, cowboy boots, roller skates, footballs, and many more. So keep listening to Superman every day, and keep your pencil handy, because pretty soon, we're going to tell you how you can get that swell Superman Radio Quizmaster game, and that official entry blank for Brock's Big Superman Treasure Chest Contest. And at your favorite candy counter, keep reaching for Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar. It's delicious.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
It is just after 6 o'clock in the evening in Metropolis. The editorial staff of the Daily Planet have departed for their homes, and Beanie Martin, chief copy boy, is about to follow them when the phone rings in Clark Kent's empty office. Eager to get home, Beanie hesitates. Then, as the phone continues to ring insistently, he shrugs resignedly and enters Kent's office.
Hello?
This is Jim Olson. Is Mr. Kent there?
Oh, hello, Jim. This is Beanie. You having a good vacation?
I haven't got time to talk now, Beanie. Put Mr. Kent on the phone, please, and hurry up.
Well, he ain't here. I mean, he
isn't. Where is he, do you know?
Yeah, he's in Paris.
Paris? You mean Paris, France?
Uh-huh, you see.
Oh, golly. What about Miss Lane? Is she there?
Uh-huh. She's in Paris, too.
Oh,
and,
no.
Oh, boy, did she get a terrific story. All about
never
a spy.
Never mind. Is Mr. White around then?
No, he had to go.
Oh, gosh, what'll I do?
What do you mean? What's cooking, Jim?
Plenty. Look at Beanie. You've got to get a hold of Mr. White right away.
Yeah, what's going on, Jim?
Please, Beanie, stop interrupting and listen.
Uh-huh.
Get hold of Mr. White right away. Right now, see? Tell him I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble?
Will you stop interrupting me?
Well, okay, but...
Tell Mr. White to phone me immediately at this number. Have you got a pencil?
Just a minute. Okay, go ahead, Jim.
178J, Leestown, Missouri.
Oh, shucks.
What's the matter?
I broke the point on the pencil.
Oh, of all the time.
I think I got it, though. 178K.
Oh, no. J, not K. J, as in Jersey. You got it?
Uh-huh. 178J.
That's right. Leestown, Missouri. Now get hold of Mr. White and tell him to call me right away, Beanie. Tell him it's a matter of life and death.
Galvanized into action, Beanie Martin replaces the phone. Then, his brow furrowed with worry, he begins his attempt to reach Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet and mayor of Metropolis. What grave trouble is Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen in? And what did he mean when he said it was a matter of life and death? Tomorrow, we begin a brand new and exciting Superman adventure story, fellows and girls. One that will try the Man of Steel's great powers to the limit, and which will keep you on the edges of your chairs from beginning to end. So be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 1 of The Mystery of the Silver Buffalo on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. Listen tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 1 of The Mystery of the Silver Buffalo on The Adventures of Superman, brought to you by Brock's famous chocolate mint candy bar. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.